Welcome to Fizzball Inside, the weekly podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. And as always, it's a great pleasure to have with me our co-host, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball world.
Dear Fizzball friends, live from Birmingham, Alabama, and today we have a special guest. It's David. Hi,
yes.
David.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. You guys doing okay?
Thanks, fine. And you?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. I'm glad you guys are in town.
Absolutely. And we would like to learn more about your town, the city of Birmingham and the great state of Alabama. David, it's for the Europeans, it's not really a long history when your town has been established. It's just 1871,
as I
remember.
Yeah, so not a tremendous amount of time, but we've certainly covered a lot of stuff. I mean, we kind of sprung out of the Industrial Revolution. We had everything you needed to make steel. And then from there, it sprung up. So it's known as the Magic City. But now we've moved on to we're really service-based economy. We have great medical schools. We have a lot of higher learning institutions in town. And we're a big sports town, though. So excited to have the World Games in 2022, which is, I think, 220 days away. So we're getting close.
Indeed, we're getting closer and closer. And maybe you could summarize, what could our spectators, our Fizzball friends from all over the world away from Birmingham, what could they are looking for to have here or
to explore here
in Birmingham?
And I think the South and then Birmingham in general are known for the Southern hospitality. So they're going to come in and maybe you guys could attest to this, being here for the last few days, but they're going to experience a lot of hospitality. People are really going to embrace them when they come in our town. And then you're going to see great sports with, obviously Fizzball, but then the rest of the World Game sports. I mean, we're going to have, basically 10 days of just great sports. And then, after the sports, you're going to be able to go dine. I mean, we're really known as the dinner table of the South. We've got great restaurants. We've got great nightlife in terms of bars and things to do after that or after the dinner. We've got great museums, the Civil Rights Institute and the whole, I think you guys have been there, the whole civil rights experience really started and the movement started in Birmingham back in the late 60s. So, experience that. Experience, I think a lot of great things in terms, like I said, museums and the Barber Motorsports Museum, which I think you guys went to last night, right? So the world's largest collection of motorcycles and Lotus cars. So there's just a lot to offer here in Birmingham.
Let's stay a little bit more with the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
This is still in our days a very important part of your history of the city, of the city's civilization.
Well, I think it's vital now. If you look at everything that's gone on, nationally, if not globally, and just in terms of really looking at civil rights and making sure you've got equality for everyone. So, that was part of our history where, it was a dark time. I think a dark time for our nation, but, certainly we sprung from that. And, we embrace everybody here and we want to still, we want to have that foremost in everybody's mind that, it's still a big part of our community and we can't forget that. We've just got to embrace it and move forward.
And as far as we have understood yesterday, also this will be an important role at the opening ceremony. You would like to spread this idea through the world, through the athletes and the 16th Baptist Church, also the bomb attack there, all that are really parts of the opening ceremony.
Yeah, and it's in our fiber. I mean, you talk about, four little girls and this horrific act, the bombing that killed these four girls. And so, again, it's in our DNA and we've got to, we really want to explore that and let everybody know that, this is what can happen if people don't learn to live together, right? So that's why, diversity, inclusion, and equality are a big part, again, in our DNA and our fabric.
But also the younger history, you just mentioned the Barber Motorsport Museum, Vintage Motorsport Museum. It was great to be there. Did you like it yesterday, Chris?
I loved it. So many different motorcycles and Formula One wagons. A great experience, and I could have spent more hours than we have been there.
What numbers of cars have we seen there?
It continues to grow, right? So this is actually the largest philanthropic effort in the state of Alabama's history. So Mr. George Barber, he came in with his collection and, I think it's like 1,100, motorcycles that are on view. And that's just what's on view, right? And then you've got all these Lotus cars. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the wall with the outboard motors. So he's a collector. And again, he gave this all back to really this foundation, so people can come in and enjoy what he has to offer. And then he just kind of gave it up to be that legacy piece for our community. So it was very special, and it will continue to grow.
Definitely, and it's also a cycling track next.
That's
to that.
Right. So it's very much in the vein of a European road race track. It's 2.3 miles, and we have an IndyCar event here, which is the Indy Grand Prix of Alabama, which is always in April. So you guys you'll just miss it, but yeah, it's come back because it's special. It's a special event for sure.
David, you are in charge also of other sporting events. Yeah. What kind of sport is popular within the community of Birmingham?
Yeah, so I think just we're well-rounded in terms of our sports. I mean, if you look at, I think, you know, Birmingham in the South maybe are known for college football, so we've certainly got that. You know, we've got a bowl game. We've just, I don't know if you guys were able to see the new stadium. I know you were right across from it, I think, at the Westin, but 45,000-seat new stadium, I think, looks really, really special. And if you go in there, it's really a great venue. But we've got that, or we've got basketball. We've got typical, you know, American and North American sports that you think of. But then we'd mention, you know, motorcycle and road racing events. So we've got that. I mean, we've got multi-sport events where certainly like the senior games. We had the senior games in 2017. You know, we had 10,000 athletes in for that. So we're well-rounded in terms of sports. But, you know, we're excited to have some sports that we haven't seen before in the World Games. So we're really looking forward to that.
You probably have never seen a football match before in live, but you will.
Well, so I was in Wrocław, so yeah, I went
you
around.
Joined us
yeah,
in Wrocław
so
for
so
that.
It was awesome. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to see it again.
Perfect.
And I think you got Birmingham Southern College, which is where you're gonna, the host of the games, and I think that's really gonna excite a lot of people. This is a great venue, a great college. So I think, and it's not far from really the heart of the World Games Plaza and everything going on. Right down here in downtown. So I think it'll be exciting and easy for everyone to go out and see.
That sounds pretty good, and I'm really looking forward to the games. You mentioned the World Games Plaza. Yeah. What to expect at the World Games Plaza?
I think it's just going to be the hub for everything World Games. I mean, you're going to have just this din of activity, as well as, they're going to be, bands that'll play at night. There are going to be a lot of activations and a lot of, just a lot of opportunities for people to come and mingle. We've got the plaza, which is part of this new development we've got called City Walk. So it's a mile-long linear park that connects to our Uptown District and, everything that's going on around the BJCC, which I know you guys have spent a little time over the last couple of days with that. So it's going to be, it's going to be exciting, like I said, a real den of activity. So, and I'm looking forward to some of the bands. I think they're going to have some great nightlife and some great entertainment acts that'll go on around the plaza.
So final question, maybe we could concentrate a little bit. What facts should be known, how to fly into Birmingham? You have an airport, but probably from Europe, there are more destinations going to Atlanta and then taking a car. Is that
the way you... Yeah, so I fly internationally a lot. So I typically, my main carrier is Delta. So I fly Atlanta and then, it gets me anywhere in the world. But certainly, Atlanta, JFK in New York, Dallas, Fort Worth. So it's really easy to get into Birmingham. And from there, if you do fly into one of those destinations, then it's a quick jump, on another plane. Or you mentioned you could even drive over from Atlanta. It's 140 miles away, basically a two-hour drive. So I think it's easily accessible. And it's going to give people, again, an opportunity to get into the States. And then from there, just jump over to Birmingham.
And then they will stay at least 5 days for the FISBO competitions here in Birmingham. Yeah. How many days do you recommend to explore Birmingham and Alabama and all the other things?
So we've got so much to offer. I can't remember when you guys got in, but you've got the great sand beaches, which are just 2.5 or 3 hours away. If it's a quick drive. And then you've got the mountains, which we're in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains with Huntsville. And you've got this, the Space and Rocket Museum. And so you've just got a lot of things to do. And then just, a quick 75-minute drive away, you've got another real hub of the civil rights movement in Montgomery, where you've got the Selma Bridge. So you've got a lot of things that are in Alabama. And then if you want to, if you want to go out a little bit further, you've got the whole Southeast. And then, if you hadn't been in the States before, I'd say just get around. But first, come to Alabama.
So to summarize it up, at the end of the day, you at least need 14 days to stay at the World Games in July next year in Alabama.
At least, Birmingham. Come in early and stay late.
I enjoy the great hospitality. I only can echo what you said. It was a pleasure to be here, and it's a great food we have been served, and the hospitality is really open-minded and very, very friendly. So I think for the moment, that's plenty of information.
Okay.
Guys at home, plan your trip to Atlanta. Don't miss it.
July 7th through 17th. So like I said, it'll be here before you know. We can't wait to embrace the world. So please come.
Definitely. And we finally summarize our podcast always with a quote, and it's
together
we are
Fistball.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.